This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are now in the wake of some of the biggest breaking news you will ever hear. The Cowboys are trading All-Pro Micah Parsons to the Packers, and they've agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal done by David Mulligetta of Athletes First, including $136 million guaranteed. That's per wrap. Tom Pelissero and Slater.
Woo!
Who's joining us coming up in 56 minutes. $47 million per year. Parsons' highest paid non-quarterback in history. He nets two first-rounders for the Dallas Cowboys. Instant reaction, guys. How you feel about this trade?
Micah got everything he wanted. $188 million extension, $136 million guaranteed, and it's 4 years. He's getting $47 million APY. Now, what is the Cowboys' return? Quite frankly, this is going to be a day that is remembered in Cowboys history forever. I don't give a damn about Micah Parsons. He's the enemy now. Week four just became the biggest game in the NFL season. Packers at Cowboys, AT&T Stadium.
Revenge
game. You can
hear
it right here on your home at Dallas Cowboys Football 105.3 The Fan. But what did the Cowboys get? Is it just the two ones? Is there a player that we don't know about yet? And I think I would have tried to push this thing for more, but the Cowboys clearly were saying, screw this. We want to get rid of this guy. This isn't going to work for us. I am just blown away and stunned that they actually did this. I did not think we would live in a world where Jerry and Steven would move a player of the status of a Micah Parsons. And I would like to applaud them for doing so.
Yes, I'll join you in
that
applause.
Because I think big picture, yeah, this is great for the organization.
I agree with you. But, man, I am a little bit troubled by only getting two first-round picks from Green Bay. You know, I've been saying for the last two, 3 weeks since Ricky Scoops first brought this to the table that if it's Green Bay, you should get three ones. I'm willing to take two ones from a team that just finished in the bottom 10 of the NFL, but not a team where we're going to be picking in the 20s. But I like what Brian said in the opening segment. As we've been really considering this for a couple of hours, the story advanced, quickly throughout the morning and in the early afternoon. That maybe you're not looking at using these picks, but maybe you could use them to trade up, instead of drafting players there in the late 20s. But really unbelievable. And I guess we'll try to figure out. Like Lucas Van Ness was a part of the initial trade rumor.
Well, that I threw out Lucas Van Ness.
It was on Twitter a lot a couple of weeks ago. That was you?
Yeah.
You originated
that
thing?
That one. Yeah.
Okay. Adam Schefter's report, Cowboys are trading three-time All-Pro Micah Parsons to the Packers, and they already got a deal done, record break, fully guaranteed. But nothing else on additional players. I mean, grading,
I'm working on it.
Grading the trade, I would say the trade itself, Micah for two ones that'll be in the mid to late 20s, I would give that a C-minus or a D-plus. Maybe not as bad as Luca, but, I mean, not too far off from if that's all you get. Now, the idea to move on from Micah Parsons,
you're cool with.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I still think the timing of it sucks. I wish you would be more proactive about things like this. Understand the player that you're dealing with, the agent that you're dealing with, and get ahead of this at the beginning of the offseason. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fair criticism. If this is only two first-round picks to the Green Bay Packers, a team that's definitely a playoff team,
You didn't get enough in that case.
You definitely not get enough.
You got less than what Khalil Mack got, And we're talking, what, over 10 years ago? Like, when was that Mac trade? And because
yeah,
it was two ones plus other stuff.
Yeah, this so, needed to be two ones and a two. If it's not going to be three ones and a two, two ones, a two, and a four. We'll see what player they get. It seemed like, I mean, Nick Harris was reporting like an hour ago that they definitely wanted
to get an
immediate status or starting player. So we'll see what that player is. But two first-round picks and Rashawn Gary, that ain't near enough for me, especially that you're sending him to Green Bay. Like, come on.
And Gary's at like $20 million. I mean, this is a big contract you'd be assuming, and he's an older player.
Gary's interesting just because of the fact that when you look at the NFL top 100.
He's a good player.
He was one spot ahead of Dak Prescott.
And he can play the run.
Yeah. Yeah, he's – no, talking to the Packer guys, they think they're trying to pump up Van Ness that he's going to be some – he's kind of got – he's kind of like a little bit of like Mozzie Smith kind of stuff going on up there. They thought he was going to be a much better pass rusher. He hasn't developed that way at all. Gary's a good player, and they'll tell you that Gary can play the run. That's why I was thinking, you know, I'm trying to find out, hey, what else did you kick? If there's anything else, did you get something out of this? They just might have got the two ones.
Yeah, because when I threw out Van Ness, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The feedback that I got was, like, you don't want Van Ness.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Van Ness hasn't been a good
player.
They're
trying to pump him up as that
three
guy.
Career sacks, I think, Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, he hasn't worked out. And so the Khalil Mack trade in 2018, Raiders to Bears, that was two ones and a three. So you needed to
I think the Bears also sent a second round pick with Khalil Mack as well.
And there was also a six thrown in there, and then there was the second round pick was him going to the Chargers from the Bears is where the other element of that was. So I think there's gotta be more than just two ones here.
Josh Jacobs would be the player I think I want from Green Bay, looking to their two deep right now. I want to solve my running back situation. Obviously, a run-stopping defensive lineman would be nice as well, but there's still no indication that the Cowboys have gotten anything other than a two first-round picks for Micah Parsons.
That's simply not enough.
No, not enough at all. I think what it comes down to is maybe that's the best that they could get. You know,
how many teams did you talk to? And this happened pretty fast.
You would have to imagine they took the threat of a medical holdout very seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, and maybe this is the Cowboys drawing a line in the sand on their negotiations. Like, we're not going to capitulate to everything. I think this is also, you know, them maybe recognizing that we're really in a tough spot. We are in salary cap hell. We cannot afford to really go into free agency with any, credibility. Yeah. And now we're talking about adding another $40 million player onto that. I definitely think it's time for a financial reset for the organization. I think this puts everything in on the table for this season. I think it could be as many maybe now as 8 wins. I'd put the top. I think this could be a 5-win team easily.
Easily.
I think losing to the Giants week 2, very possible.
Yeah, and looking at their roster, Edrin Cooper, their linebacker,
yeah,
Texas A&M, big body guy.
Sure.
If I'm handpicking somebody, a guy who is still on his rookie contract.
Okay, Matt Schneidman, who writes for The Athletic for the Packers, said it's at least 2 first-round picks.
It's got to be more than
that,
dude.
The Packers are trading at least 2 first-rounders to the Cowboys for Micah.
Okay.
So I don't think we've got the full. I'm holding out hope. This is also me, Cowboy fan, hopium that this is more. Because it has everything
four
to do
people,
with the team.
So let's see
everything
if we get
to do with
it,
the team you're trading him to. Because F Green Bay.
Yeah.
469, y'all are dumb A's. This is what y'all get. Steady pushing this dumb bleep. Bleeping morons, y'all and Jerry. Yeah. I just don't think they really had a chance to win the Super Bowl this year, you know, with or without Micah Parsons.
How about
so,
them blaming you, Dawson, for talking about this trade possibility?
Yeah, did I push the Joneses over the top
on
this? Yeah,
the Joneses are listening.
You spearheaded this.
Way to go.
Well,
way to go,
you know,
Dawson.
Okay, for the record, I wanted to ask you guys, do you think there's anybody...
You feel like you need a brisket sandwich now?
I could...
You're happy with yourself?
I'd like a Jake's Burger right about now to celebrate. But, I mean, on the idea that we're pro Joneses, does anybody crush the Joneses more than me in the media?
No,
I
don't.
You crush them a lot.
We just had a Waylon, who's a big-time Tolo, said he listens to us every day, said, one of the reasons I love you, he's a Cowboys fan, but he's a realist. And you guys don't kiss the Joneses' ass. You call it like it is. So there's no way of just pleasing everybody, right? Yeah. There's going to be people that just hear what they want to hear, and they probably don't listen all the time.
I don't think they listen ever.
And they think we're just a mouthpiece for the team.
Yeah.
I threw out as a fan right now, back when they were hiring Brian Schottenheimer, the only optimism I would have, I used the sell word, right? That's not a guy who's just sitting here caping for Jerry and Steven.
I can't believe you would say that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I feel like what you just said is 100% true. There's Tolos, there's our fan audience, and they take, you know, what we say on Cowboys Twitter in context of, you know, what we talk about on a daily basis. But I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't listen to sports radio. They consume all their Cowboys content on YouTube and on social media, and they see stuff like this, and they run with what they believe the narrative must be. Oh, you're on the flagship. And that's why I went after Dale Hansen 15 years ago for saying that kind of stuff, because I think it's just, you know, it's such a false characterization. Listen, I'll say some strong opinions and stuff you can disagree with and things that might not be factually true that I believe to be true at the time. I'll say it with conviction. If you want to disagree with any of that, fine. But I can't have you just making up stuff about, you know, the motives for wanting something to happen. I mean, I've been pretty consistent on this. I don't think the guy is a team player. I don't think he really wants to be on the Cowboys. I've always felt that way, you know, and it broke my heart when I first started observing it. Like, holy cow, this guy is, you know, he's not somebody that wants to work on football. And then I started talking about immediately how he is just so different as soon as I got to Oxnard, California, from everything that Brian Schottenheimer is trying to install, where guys are hungry, they want to work, they love football. Like, Micah Parsons doesn't want to practice. You know, he's a guy that's been blessed to play football, and he does so at a very high level. He probably thinks practice is something that he doesn't need to do to be great. And he is in a long line of players that
have the rest?
Made it the top of football like that.
Schefter says two first-round picks and a front-line player, whatever that means.
All right, now we got to figure out who the front line player is.
Does that, you're thinking line of scrimmage?
I'm thinking that's what it man, if it's Gary, this trade got a lot better.
Yeah, I'd be excited about Gary.
Yeah, I mean, Van Ness doesn't do that to me at
no,
all.
Me either.
Yeah. I still want Edrin Cooper. I'll be honest with you, dude.
What about Zach Tom?
We'd get a guy on the offensive line. Didn't they just pay him?
They did.
They just did pay it. Yeah, they did.
But I think they just paid Gary, too. So either way, you're probably going to be taking on a contract that's somewhat substantial. But it's far less than $47 million a year than what you were going to pay Micah Parsons.
For sure.
And congratulations to Micah. I mean, he got his money well-deserved. And now I'm just looking at week four. It's going to be wild, dude.
Oh, it's
going
to be
unbelievable. That is going to be insane.
I mean, the whole season is going to be insane. This is the Packers, dude. You just traded him to the freaking Packers.
Yeah,
this is the team that has ended your season in gut-wrenching fashion.
Kenny Clark going to the Cowboys, according to Ian Rappaport.
Okay, Kenny Clark.
That's an old, I mean, interior. Kenny Clark is good. That's a defensive end slash, he played tackle in a 3-4. He'd probably play end, and is a better run defender. But he's also, I mean, how old is Kenny Clark? I feel like he's been in the league a long time.
I can get an answer to that question here in just a second. As, again, to reset, the Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for two first-round picks and Kenny Clark, who was a first-round pick in 2016.
He'll be 30 in October.
A 6'3", 314-pound defensive tackle. Games played last year. He started 17 of them, his third straight full season of starts. So he's been a very durable player. He did have only one sack, two recovered fumbles, two passes broken up.
This is a big boy. I mean, 6'3", 315 pounds.
Kenny Clark's a good player.
Yeah, that's definitely – I wonder what the status is, I mean, where his contract sits in terms of how many years you have of him.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that if we can. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what else we can find statistically out about this player to pass it along to you. I guess what I'm hoping to see is that he is a guy that can balance you defensively and be the run-stopping defensive tackle that you need in the middle there. And then if you get the pass rush stuff, like, can you rule out that the Cowboys could be a little bit better off if, you know, they hit on Clark and their ideas for how he fits their scheme?
The key now is going to be how quickly can you get Overshown back, because Overshown helps you in terms of his ability to get after the quarterback. Can Leafau be a guy that they use as a blitzer, which he has shown the ability to do to generate some more pass rush? And how quickly can Donovan Ezeraku develop into the type of pass rusher that we saw in Oxnard and implement that into games? Because we did not see that, which has us kind of not feeling as good. I think if we saw Donovan Ezeraku crush it in the preseason games like we did in practice, we'd probably feel much better about this entire situation, because they might have their next great pass rusher in Donovan Ezeraku.
Okay, this isn't good. Coming from PFF, just average run stopping.
Well, the thing that my guys are saying about him right now is they're saying it's really a good player, but the age is starting to show a little bit.
Okay,
that's what they're talking about.
All right, so what a massive story here. We'll continue to break it down with you next here on your home of the Cowboys. Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Do you give a thumbs up? Do you give a thumbs down? And we want your thoughts at 877-881-1053. Leave your name and city you're texting from. More reaction to Micah Parsons traded coming up next here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.